Burning through the birthdays in hour number one of the program. Rod Argent with a birthday today. Hold Your Head Up from 1972 from Argent, the band. He was also a member of the Zombies, who had a hit in the 60s with She's Not There. Rod Argent turning, I was going to make sure my math is correct on these things, 74! 74 years old today for Rod Argent. As you might know, and certainly by now, have picked up when I fill in for Steve, we do take a dive back into the world of music, things that have happened, anniversaries, release dates, birthdays. I'm a huge, huge music fan, have been my entire life, and I guess here's the point where I should mention, I also host a podcast for National Review called Political Beats, in which we talk with people in and around the world of politics on yes, both sides of the aisle, mostly on the right, but some on the left, because what we talk about is not politics at all, but music. Our guest's favorite band, or our guest's favorite artist, you know, solo artist. And we just dig into the catalog and talk about that person, that band, and what makes them great, and the best albums, and, well, worst albums sometimes, too. We've had a great selection of guests through the years. I can say that now. It's been like 2.5 years. Most recent episode, though, is Guestless. It's a special episode where my co-host and I talk about our favorite movie soundtracks. Find Political Beats at nationalreview.com or anywhere fine. And occasionally, not-so-fine podcasts might be found. Political Beats. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show. 888-900-9966 is the number. Had a caller off the air ask about, hey, Howard Schultz. What about Howard Schultz? Which reminded me, he might not be running anymore. I don't know if you saw the story, but former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz won't be doing any more 2020 campaign exploring until September. Schultz announced back in January he was considering a run for president in 2020 as perhaps an independent, made the circuit doing interviews. But he kind of dropped off the radar in recent weeks. In a letter on Wednesday, Schultz addressed his absence from the campaign trail, saying he had to cut his travel short after experiencing back pain while in Arizona. He underwent 3 back surgeries over the course of 2 months. He said, "Today I'm feeling much better. My doctors foresee a full recovery. As long as I rest and rehabilitate," he's taking the summer to do that. A previous report from Fox Business suggested Schultz delayed his campaign decision to see whether Joe Biden would emerge as the likely nominee. If Biden were to be the nominee, maybe it takes away Schultz's reason for running, although with as far left as Biden is beginning to get on some issues, perhaps not. Schultz said on Wednesday he's taking a detour from the road reluctantly, but he will be back in touch after Labor Day, September. Now, the campaign cycle starts earlier and earlier and earlier. And so even if he does get back in September or October, there's still plenty of time, especially if he's going to run as an independent, not as a Democrat. He can avoid the debates and doesn't need to go through the party apparatus, so to speak. But I'm not sure he will be back. I was talking to Alex Software, our fine producer. He said, the choice is Schultz or one of the default Democrats. You'd pick Schultz. Well, I think that's probably true, even though he's not perfect. He seemingly is more rational than almost all the Democrats currently running for the nomination. But man, did he get vociferous pushback on his exploration of a campaign. Democrats were apoplectic because, hey, if you were as an independent, you could draw some Democrat votes away and put Donald Trump back in the White House. And what kind of a monster are you, Howard Schultz, for wanting to perhaps do that? And I wonder if, look, I don't doubt the guy has back issues and had back surgery, but I do wonder whether that response, he's a CEO, so he's not used to sort of the everyday back and forth that you get from the media. And I wonder if some of that response also contributed to perhaps a rethinking of getting in. And yeah, maybe he is waiting to see if Joe Biden is going to be the nominee. Although, again, as I'll stress it, I have this story. He's going to have to deny distance himself from some previous remarks on abortion soon. The New York Times has a story. I'll get to that in the next hour. So Howard Schultz, what do I think about Howard Schultz? I think his candidacy is probably done. I can't see him taking these months off in this particular cycle when it's starting so early and Democrats have already begun to get signatures and donations. And Schultz has not officially announced he's running, so there's some limitations on how you raise money and how that kind of happens and what you can raise it for when you're not officially a candidate. And so he is still officially exploring his candidacy, and I'm not sure. If I had to put money down, I'd say he is going to say at some point, no, I'm not doing it in 2020. We'll see. Mentioned the hard run to the left at abortion. One of the candidates who will be in the debates is former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper. He declined to tell the Washington Examiner whether his administration would support any restrictions on abortion should he be elected to the White House in 2020. Quoting a statement to the Examiner, "I look at the woman's right to control what happens to her body as being inalienable." Yes, it's right there in the Constitution. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, killing babies. In other words, Hickenlooper said, that's a right that the government should not take away or infringe upon. The question was whether or not there was any scenario in which abortion access could be curtailed, you know, like at 9 months. Hickenlooper declining to say that that would be a circumstance in which there should be a restriction on abortion. He said Roe v. Wade defines the government's role in restricting the procedure. Hickenlooper also said he was in favor of repealing the Hyde Amendment, a ban on most federal funding for abortion procedures. That's what got Biden in the most recent trouble. He had one position for 46 years or so and then had three positions in 48 hours or so. He was against it. He was for it, against it, and then for it again, or against it. He's against the Hyde Amendment now. Biden is, at least today, this morning. Scott Bertram in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to adoptuskids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.